Thank you for coming to our Sunday Love Feast. We are actually the Temple Bhajan Band. Madhurika and Banabhata Prabhu, who gave the kirtan tonight, and we will be playing kirtan and giving you class this evening. We want to thank Swavas Prabhu for the opportunity to speak at the Sunday feast here. So as Swavas Prabhu had stated, Srila Prabhupada was a very special person. I was just reading in a book by Gurudas that Srila Prabhupada had to tolerate so much from his disciples in 1967 in San Francisco. His female disciple, Govinda Devi Dasi, was cooking pakoras in the kitchen. So Prabhupada came in the kitchen and took one pakora off the napkin and ate it. She chastised him. Said, Prabhupada, you can't do that. This hasn't been offered to the deity, and you're not supposed to eat in Krishna's kitchen. So Prabhupada took another pakora and put it in his mouth. Didn't say anything. Then she really blew up and yelled at Prabhupada, Swamiji in those days. So Srila Prabhupada looked at her and said, where did you get those rules? She said, you gave them to us, Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, yes, and I can break the rules. And he took another pakora and ate it in the kitchen. So Prabhupada can do that. And Prabhupada tolerated so much. He was showing his disciples in so many ways. They came from such crazy background. In this book, in 1967, San Francisco, a milk truck pulled up by the temple and was servicing the neighborhood on Willard Boulevard, Willard Street, Haight-Ashbury. And one of the lead devotees, she had been devotee already for 3 months, but she still had some funny habits. It was Shama Sundar's wife, Malati Devi Dasi. Prabhupada was looking out the window, and she went inside the milk truck when the milkman made his rounds, and she stole a big, huge chunk of butter and came running, brought it in the temple. She didn't know Prabhupada was watching the whole time. So he called her up into his room, and he said, what have you been doing today? And he kept questioning her, and did you get anything for Krishna? She said, yes, I got some butter. Oh, you went to the store and bought the butter? And she said, no, Srila Prabhupada, I stole butter. And Srila Prabhupada explained to her, yeah, I watched you the entire time steal a big huge square of butter from the milk truck. She said, we're devotees of Krishna. We don't steal. We don't do those activities anymore. But then Prabhupada went on for another hour explaining the pastimes of Lord Krishna, who is Makan Chor. His main pastime with his whole youth, he was stealing butter. She had never heard the stories. Krishna book didn't even come out yet. And Prabhupada explained to her how actually this pastime of stealing butter, that is Krishna's leela. He is engaged. The gopi ladies were churning the butter, and Krishna and Balaram would steal the butter. They'd pinch the babies and steal the butter and go and hide and eat the butter. And Prabhupada explained the pastimes for a long time. So our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, not only came at 70 years of age to the United States. This was when he was 71 years of age. He tolerated so much. Even one of the devotees, Shyama Sundar, was carving the Jagannath deity up in the rooms. So Srila Prabhupada went to see how his carving was going. And there, next to Jagannath, was a Marlboro cigarette smoking. He had just taken it out of his mouth. Prabhupada took his cane and kind of like golf, hit it away from Jagannath. And Shyama Sundar ran to put it out, the cigarette. Prabhupada had to tolerate so much ignorance and so much passion and so much misunderstanding of the philosophy. Not only he had to come and make these hippies happies, but he had to tolerate getting yelled by them, them doing service, smoking cigarettes, stealing, so many things, so many more. And all of these pastimes are very joyous to hear. We just had our Prabhupada festival, and so many devotees talked about Srila Prabhupada. That is called, in Krishna consciousness, Vapu, having personal association. We also, many Prabhupada disciples, had that Vapu. But Srila Prabhupada explained many times that the other system, the other program is called Vani, or the instruction of the spiritual master. Vani is the instruction of the spiritual master, and Vapu is the personal association of the spiritual master. Of the two, Srila Prabhupada teaches, the Vani is much more important. Prabhupada said at one time, don't sit and stare at my feet. Go and get me my slippers. So this is the understanding. Someone asked a question 2 weeks ago at the Sunday program that what will we do when all the Prabhupada disciples are gone? What will we do when the Vapu is no longer here? And the answer that Yogeshwar Prabhu gave was that we have those associations documented in video, in books. So much nice stories have been documented. But then one lady in the room visiting Mataji said, but I thought if we would just read Prabhupada's books and take Prabhupada's instructions that he lives forever and his disciple lives with him, his grand disciple, his great grand disciple, his great great grand disciple. And actually Yogeshwar complimented her that that's the real answer. Real answer is, as long as you read Srila Prabhupada's books and follow Srila Prabhupada's order, follow Srila Prabhupada's instruction, you are a follower of Srila Prabhupada. All Prabhupada disciples, if you're a Prabhupada disciple, you have to be 60 years old. You can do the math. even if you joined in 76 and you were only 18, okay, maybe 58 years old. So Prabhupada disciples 10 years, 15 years will be gone. We are old men. We will die and go, hopefully, with Srila Prabhupada, at least to another place to do our service to Prabhupada. But you will be here, you 20 and 30-year-olds. You have taken Srila Prabhupada's instructions. Maybe you didn't have, obviously, you weren't even born. Prabhupada left in 77. You were born in 78, 80. There was no chance in this lifetime of having the Vapu. Of course, you can watch the movies and the videos and hear the stories. You didn't have that opportunity. But that doesn't mean that you have any less chance of becoming 100% Krishna conscious and pushing on this Krishna consciousness movement more than us. We're struggling to walk, some of us. But you are young boys and girls. You're strong. Take Srila Prabhupada's instructions, his vani. Make it your life and soul. Push on this Krishna consciousness movement, this chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. You may ask, why are you wearing all those beads around your neck? Are you a bogus guru? Of course, I've been called worse things than a bogus guru. But actually, my son went to Vrindavan, and he said, what do you want for your birthday? I'll buy you in Vrindavan. I said, get me 500 sets of beads. So that every time we do kirtan program, we will give out sets of beads for anyone who is willing to chant the Maha Mantra and take up the order of Srila Prabhupada. You are Prabhupada Anugas. That means you are followers of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. You may not be his Diksha disciple, but you are getting shiksha, instruction, and vani, instruction, from Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, you're, in a way, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Not a Ritvik disciple, but a shiksha disciple, following Srila Prabhupada's shiksha, his instruction. So let us chant. There's one nice prayer that's chanted every morning at 4:30. Maybe you're not able to attend every morning at 4:30. It goes, Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda. Please repeat, Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda. It means, let me offer my obeisances to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Let me become his follower and let me push on his mission. You may be working in the world, but you can help people to chant Hare Krishna and make their lives sublime.
Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda.
Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam
Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam Vande Guru Si
Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam
Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam Vande Guru
Charanaravindam Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam
Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam
Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam
Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam Vande Guru Si
Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam
Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam
Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam
Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam Vande Guru Si Charanaravindam Teach
Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada,
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Vande Guru Sri Charana Arvinda.
In 1977, there were some devotees in Laguna Beach, and they came up with a plan to serve Srila Prabhupada in a very stunning way. They said, we'd like to take your Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita door to door, like the Encyclopedia Britannica people, and sell your Bhagavatam and CC like this, what do they call encyclopedias? Srila Prabhupada was very pleased. He wrote back early in January of 1977 that, my dear Ted and Gupta and Dharma somebody, four devotees, if you do this program, it will afford greater spreading of Krishna consciousness than any book distribution program so far. Prabhupada went on to say, I want that every respectable person have a set of my Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. He didn't say have a download. Of course, there were no downloads in 1977. He wanted them to have every respectable person, and you are all respectable persons, I think, I'm looking, looks very respectable, have a set of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita in their home. Who has set of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita in their home? A lot of respectable people here. Few people don't, I think. Maybe few people. The reason being is that Bhagavatam says, Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is all blissful, all perfect, all happy. So having Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita in your home means Krishna is in your home. You may have some murtis, Radha Krishna, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, but this Bhagavatam Purana, this Srimad Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the sun. Krishna Swa Dumopagate, Dharma Janadi Bisaha. This Srimad Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the sun and is risen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by knowledge, religion, etc., persons who have lost their vision, due to the dense darkness of this age of Kali Yuga, shall get light from this Purana. So we have a very nice situation. You can get our Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita from the LA Temple at a 20% discount off of wholesale. Just come and talk to me after the class, and you can get beads to go along with that, CDs, and even a stick. Temple Bhajan Van on a stick. It's 9 hours, 9 albums of kirtan on one USB stick. I'd wear it around my neck, but it would get lost with all the beads. And it's you put it in your USB port and have kirtan for 9 hours. All yours, available from our Temple Bhajan Van crew. We'd also like to invite anyone before we chant Hare Krishna that 2 weeks ago we did a wedding at the Arboretum in Pasadena. And the end of this month, we're doing another wedding in South Central for a nice Krishna conscious couple. That if you have a wedding, graduation, birthday party, we just did one of those last week. We're doing one in a week and a half. Or even bar mitzvah. We're still looking for our first, you have one? Our first bar mitzvah. We got close. We sang at the wedding. The husband was a Jain and the wife was a Jewish. So they said that we want you to chant the Hava Negila. So we chanted a few rounds of Hava Negila. Madhurika, who never saw what was a Jewish in her life. In Japan, they have no such thing there. She learned the Hebrew. Havane, ranana, havane. And then we chanted the chorus. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita. They thought we were singing their Havana Gila. Panabhata Prabhu was chanting Bhagavad Gita, Bhaga. Sounded very similar. And they were very pleased. They said, oh, you chanted that so nice. Even the rabbi came up to us. Thank you very much. That was so beautiful. They carried the bride and groom on a chair and bounced them up and down. And they came down and they stepped on a glass. I don't even know all these rituals. But we chanted Bhagavad Gita. So you can sing that when you get the opportunity. We won't sing in front of their lordships. But you can sing that tune. Bhagavad Gita. You want to do that at one of your yoga studios. We told them it all starts with one syllable. It's an ancient syllable. I said, join us. We took a deep breath and we went chanted the mantra. Maybe some of you will understand. Because the Jewish, they are not so fond of Om. Mostly they're chanting Oi. I'm not even sure. What does it mean? You know better than me. So let's chant Hare Krishna together. This is a tune. We had the Vapu of Srila Prabhupada in 1977. We were very fortunate that Tamal Krishna Maharaj was Prabhupada's servant. He needed an assistant from the Radha Damodar Party. And somehow they asked me to go. I think the reason they asked me, I was the biggest troublemaker on the party at the time. But somehow they introduced me to Prabhupada as the person who had performed the most seva on the party 100 brahmacharis. So when we had that association, that vapu, which was not as important as the vani, every morning Srila Prabhupada would be in his rocking chair and he would be placed by his servants in the temple in front of Krishna Balaram in his rocking chair under the tamal tree in the courtyard of the temple in Vrindavan. And this is the tune for the Hare Krishna mantra that was sung.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo,
Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo,
Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada,
Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So now we'd like to ask if anyone has any questions about what was said this evening or any part of our philosophy. Otherwise, we're expecting that many of you will come forward to buy the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Giriraj, you have? He's our dear friend. We went to Rainbow Festival, Burning Man Festival, and chanted for years and years. We gave out thousands and thousands of names. We can't do it in front of Shishi Rukmini and Dwarkadesh. I wouldn't dare. But for years, we traveled and gave out names like Pakora and Lassi Dasi. I actually would open a Hare Krishna book of vegetarian cooking. He would put on the bindi, and we would give them names from the Hare Krishna book of vegetarian cooking. Steamy sabji, or Ladu. There's two ladies in New York. To this day, they tell me, when they meet everyone, they tell them their names are Murphy and Ladu. I hope I haven't committed any offense, but we'll find out. So, otherwise, if there's no questions, if you'd like a set of beads, compliments of my son Ram Nomi, they're Tulsi beads that he purchased in India, in Vrindavan, I believe. Maybe it was Mayapur. We also have our CD, Like a Lotus, featuring the lovely Mother Madhurika, and our Temple Bhajan band on a stick. Please come and get these items. They're very inexpensive. I think the CDs are what, 10 rupees? Oh, but if you don't have rupees, that's... And the stick is also just 30. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If you have a wedding, graduation, birthday, bar mitzvah, please contact us. We will come. We're doing another wedding this end of the month, June. And birthday parties, we love. If you're having a birthday, we'll come and chant. Thank you. Anyone who wants beads or any of the items, please come forward. The beads are totally free. If you'll chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.